It's quite a change of course to go from cutting down GMO crops with machetes to giving speeches in their defense, but that's just what Mark Linus has done. Linus was once an environmental activist and a soldier in the fight against genetically modified crops, but in 2013, the British science author changed his mind after reviewing the science behind the technology. He said, as an author of several books and someone that encourages people to follow the science on climate change, he needed to do the same thing on GMOs.
You need to be consistent, I think, on agreeing with the scientific community if there's a very high level of consensus on this, and that is really the case. And it's because I'd written books on climate change that spent a lot of time saying you must listen to the scientific consensus. 97% of the scientific publications agree that human caused global warming is real. You can't then say, well, but you should ignore the other 97% that agree that GMOs are safe. And so that was the real turning point.
What separates Linus from many GMO supporters is that he is in favor of mandatory GMO labeling on food products. He said the mandatory labeling would provide a good opportunity to educate consumers on the value of GMO technology.
You educate people on the value of something by giving them the information for why it's valuable. And so the industry position being apparently against transparency and of not wanting to have mandatory disclosure of GMO ingredients doesn't play to increasing people's access to information. In fact, it's the reverse. It looks like you're against transparency and you're trying to hide the presence of your product in people's food.
Linus admits there is little scientific backing to mandatory GMO labeling, but says it is simply something the public will demand.
So mandatory labeling is a political compromise because there's no scientific justification for it. But when enough people consider this to be an issue, I think you have to move.
Linus is now a visiting fellow with the Cornell Office of International Programs at the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and works with the Cornell Alliance for Science. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.